Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, March 21st. I'm Katie Brown. The Chautauqua Hall Dance Club in Pacific Grove is celebrating its 100th year hosting weekly socials tonight. The State Historic Landmark will kick off the Roaring Twenties themed event at 6 p.m. with a free swing dance lesson. Live music and dancing will continue until 9 p.m. The event comes after a heat wave shot regional temperatures into the 80s and 90s. While a heat advisory began earlier this week, when the calendar was technically winter, the spikes continued with the coming of spring yesterday. KAZU's Martha Tabarez asked residents how they were feeling.
In Pacific Grove, around lunchtime Wednesday, Cal State Monterey Bay student Bella Stock said she was enjoying the weather.
Well, I love it. I'm from SoCal, so it's been really fun getting a little peace from home, it being warm here. And now I feel like we were really able to enjoy the beach and stuff because it can be kind of cold most of the time.
Marina resident Sofia Bustillos says the warm weather is pleasant and unexpected.
Especially in Monterey, it's just super bipolar, like you never know.
The weekend should bring cooler temperatures. Martha Tabarez, KAZU News.
Temperatures weren't the only thing up this week. On Monday, KAZU's Aaron Malsbury reported an increase in avian flu cases. In addition to elephant seals at Año Nuevo State Park, at least one southern sea otter and a California sea lion have tested positive. Here's that update.
Christine Johnson is the director of the Institute for Pandemic Insights at UC Davis and is working with partners to track the outbreak. At a recent press conference, she said the number of cases is uncertain. Since the outbreak began, 47 elephant seals in the population have died. Researchers have confirmed bird flu in at least 16 of them.
This count reflects only the animals that have gone through sampling and confirmatory testing in multiple labs, so there are likely more animals.
She said the outbreak does not seem to have spread to other areas of the Central Coast, but people who encounter dead or sick sea life should stay away and report it to the NOAA stranding hotline. Bird flu can spread to humans and pets.
That was KAZU's Aaron Malsbury. Cal State Monterey Bay got positive and negative attention this week. Let's start with the good news. CSUMB received a $15 million gift from Montage Health to expand nursing education in the region. KAZU's Ngozi Cole has more.
Cal State Monterey Bay will expand nursing education. The university announced a $15 million gift for Montage Health this week for the creation of a nursing school. The Montage Health Helen Basuki School of Nursing will offer a four-year bachelor's degree and a Master of Science in Nursing. The gift will also go toward hiring clinical lecturers and lab coordinators, among others.
That was KAZU's Ngozi Cole. And now with the darker campus news, here's Aaron Malsbury again.
Cal State Monterey Bay is investigating its second case of discriminatory graffiti this year. In a statement, the university called the incident deeply unsettling and said it's replacing old security cameras and adding new ones.
CSUMB holds the broadcast license for KAZU. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reported on two major local developments this week. The first comes from the Monterey County Board of Supervisors meeting, and the second is from the Marina City Council.
Monterey County supervisors want Vistra to pay for independent long-term biological monitoring in Elkhorn Slough following last year's battery fire at the company's Moss Landing plant. While it's unclear how feasible that demand is, it comes after the board heard conflicting presentations this week on the ecological risk from the fire.
There doesn't appear to be any widespread contamination from the battery fire in these areas that were sampled.
That was toxicologist Michael Garland with the California Department of Toxic Substances Control. The agency received criticism for its soil sampling methods after the fire, as well as its pronouncement Tuesday that no further monitoring is needed. Christine Wasson is the research coordinator at Elkhorn Slough Reserve.
No conclusions about ecological impacts of the battery fire should be drawn from these initial data because bioaccumulation can be a slow process.
Wasson presented findings from the research group Ember, whose scientists have been studying how metals from the fire are moving through the slough's ecosystem. District 5 Supervisor Kate Daniels pushed for additional monitoring.
Make the polluters pay. I'd like to see if Vistra would fund this ongoing effort.
The board directed county staff to explore its options for doing so. Also, the Marina City Council this week joined Watsonville and Santa Cruz County in banning ICE agents from using their property for immigration enforcement.
That was KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs. The Monterey County Housing Authority is celebrating the opening of 45 studio apartments in King City. KAZU's Erin Malsbury has more.
The units will provide housing to people who were relocated from an encampment along the Salinas River. In a recent interview with KAZU, Monterey County Homeless Services Director Roxanne Wilson said resources have mostly been concentrated in Salinas, Monterey, and Marina.
South County has this history of not having enough resources to serve the people who are there.
The new housing, called Casa de Esperanza, is at the site of the former Days Inn Hotel in King City. The nonprofit Step Up will provide additional support services to residents.
And Erin takes us a bit farther south than we usually go, to Santa Barbara, where news of a resurrected offshore oil pipeline has lawmakers concerned.
The Trump administration has used the Iran war to order the restart of a corroded pipeline off the coast of Santa Barbara. It was closed after a major oil spill in 2015. Texas-based Sable Offshore has been trying to restart the pipeline despite multiple cease and desist orders and lawsuits from the state of California. Now the Trump administration is using the Defense Production Act and calling it a matter of national security. California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla said in a statement that Californians overwhelmingly oppose offshore drilling.
For more than four decades, there has been no new drilling off the coast of California, and it's for good reason.
Governor Gavin Newsom also condemned the move and said things would go back to court.
That was Erin Malsbury. On Tuesday, I reported on warnings from Democratic members of Congress about Trump administration legislation that could affect voting access. U.S. Senator Alex Padilla and other Democrats held an event at the U.S. Capitol urging their colleagues to reject legislation that could affect access to voting. In a statement, Padilla warned President Donald Trump's proposed Save America Act would create voting hurdles for tens of millions of voters. People around the state are reacting to news that labor organizer Cesar Chavez sexually abused women and girls for years. If you're a part of our local farmworker community and have thoughts to share, please email us at news@kazu.org. Thanks for tuning in to this week's News Roundup. This episode was produced by me, Katie Brown. It included reporting from Martha Tabarez, Erin Malsbury, Elena Neal Sachs, and Ngozi Cole. Our editor and news director is Amy Mayer. We'll be back with more local news next week.